Nose to show people stuffing their faces with sausage. What's more, the former city attorney thinks it's teaching children to overeat. He wants a referendum to see if the rest of the city is with him and wants to abolish the contest. Those who favor the contest don't want Mertz to win, but they say they're prepared for the worst. More news at USARadio.com. I'm L.P. Phillips reporting USA Radio Network News.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call now for your free copy of Dr. Katz's Bad Breath Bible. Plus, you can receive a free kit of his clinical formulas proven to eliminate occasional or chronic bad breath. Call now for your free kit. 1-800-297-7907. 800-297-7907. That's 800-297-7907.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. So much to talk about this Sunday Weekly Review. It all revolves around the fact that the approval rating of the President of the United States is at its lowest ever. George Bush is at 34%. Two-thirds of Americans do not approve of how he's doing as president. And his vice president ranks even lower. Dick Cheney ranks an astoundingly low, 18%. About one in six Americans approve of how Dick Cheney is doing as president. And I want to talk about why. Why is it that, you know, we Democrats, we knew long ago that Bush was lying to us. Independents followed shortly after. Why are Republicans starting finally now to desert this president? And I think it has a lot to do with this ports deal, which I think is finally peeling away the true believers among the Republicans, those Republicans who actually believe in promoting democracy, those who actually are concerned about security, are finally starting to see that this president is incompetent. I mean, there's a long debate, as you know, among Democrats, independents. Is the president incompetent or is he malicious? Is the Bush administration more like Jimmy Carter or Richard Nixon? Which is it? And, of course, Republicans argue he can't be both. How can he be so stupid and also be so evil, right? Well, the Republicans who never really cared about the malicious aspects of George Bush, the fact that we torture innocent people and kill them in Guantanamo Bay and no one's punished, the fact that the president doesn't seem to mind going around the law, violating the law, breaking the law, whether it be eavesdropping or torture or even treason. But they do mind that he's incompetent. And that's why I think this port security deal and the president's praise of the non-democratically elected leader of Pakistan, Musharraf, General Musharraf, of course, won his office in a coup. I think now that is what is making even Republicans back away from this president, until the only people left supporting him are the hangers-on. Those people who have specifically bought their place in the administration. The same kind of people who bought the congressman of San Diego, northern San Diego, Duke Cunningham, former congressman, I should say, who was just convicted this week of bribery and is only getting 8 years in prison. Doesn't seem very much if you ask me. The people that have bought the president, they're still supporting him, but the rest of Americans are deserting him. And I want to talk this hour about why. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Lots to talk about. There's also the fact that the president is punishing whistleblowers. punishing those people working hard to try to expose illegality, unethical behavior, really some gruesome things the administration has done. If you kill someone in a prison, if you capture an innocent person and murder him in Guantanamo Bay, you're unlikely to be punished. If, however, you expose the murder, if you see someone illegally killing somebody, right? No trial, no death penalty, just torture someone until they're dead. If you see them doing that and you tell the press, that's the person the administration wants to go after. Now, as again, these things never really bothered, I think, the average Republican. I don't think they really care so much about torturing, killing innocent people. That's not what concerns them. What concerns them is this port security deal. Because they're finally learning that this administration really had no excuse for going to the war in Iraq. I mean, let's explore, right, the difference. Here you have in Iraq, right, the first and most strong reason why the administration said we had to go into war in Iraq was weapons of mass destruction. Now, they backed away from that argument to some extent when we didn't find any there. But that was the reason. And, of course, let's be clear about what weapons of mass destruction are. Don't let anyone tell you that chemical and biological weapons are weapons of mass destruction. They're nasty weapons, of course. I'm sure I wouldn't want to be in a trench in World War I while mustard gas is being blown my way. But virtually every nation has used them, and frankly, they don't kill as many people as conventional weapons. Frankly, they don't kill as many as our firebombs in Dresden. No, the real weapon of mass destruction, of course, is nuclear power, is atomic weapons. The weapon that we know that Iraq didn't have, the weapon that we know the administration knew Iraq didn't have. Well, let's compare Iraq to the United Arab Emirates, that wonderful country composed of seven dictators, each an emir, each a very, very rich Arab sheikh, and each would control our ports. Six of our most important ports in New York City, New Orleans, Miami, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Newark. Well, the UAE actually played a role in giving nuclear weapons to our enemies. They were very important in helping a man by the name of A.Q. Khan give or pass on nuclear weapons to Pakistan, to North Korea, to Libya. If we have to fear nuclear weapons by our enemies, the UAE was far worse off than Iraq. The same is true with Al-Qaeda. Iraq had no significant ties to Al-Qaeda. I mean, Cheney worked hard to find one guy in Germany called Curveball, who we knew we couldn't trust, who suggested there was some connection between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. We were never clear what. UAE had a strong connection with Al-Qaeda. Actually having training camps for Osama bin Laden. Actually recognizing the Taliban. Two of the hijackers came from the UAE, and they financed 9/11. If that's the reason, well, obviously, we can't support this port deal. But the real reason why the port deal is so dangerous to this administration is because what it says about democracy. We Democrats have known for a long time this president cares more about oil than democracy. The Republicans are just learning. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
All right, men. You know who's going to be out in front tonight? Our boss, the President of the United States.
Golden Age of Movies presents the Ronald Reagan Classic Film Collection with three great feature-length films. Ronald Reagan was beloved because he embodied the ideals that made America great. It's fascinating to see Reagan as a dashing young actor, knowing the man on the screen will go on to become president and one of the greatest world leaders. This classic collection is nearly 6 hours long and includes Reagan in Tennessee's Partner, Santa Fe Trail with Errol Flynn, and This is the Army with George Murphy and Kate Smith.
If you order now, we'll include hilarious classic 50s TV with Ronald Reagan appearing with Milton Berle, Steve Allen, Gary Moore, and James Dean.
All three movies and the classic television, a $30 value for only $19.95.
Order online at ReaganMovies.com or call 1-800-834-0444. 1-800-834-0444.
Okay, everybody, let's play Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? We'll start with Trenise from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Wait, hold on. I didn't say I wanted to volunteer.
Ah, but you will, Trenise, because we know how much you can't stand your little brother.
That's true.
So, we're giving you a little sister.
A what?
And here's your bratty little brother to tell you more.
You know you always wanted a little sister instead of me?
Yeah.
Well, you can get a little sister when you volunteer in the Big Brother Big Sister program down at the community center.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, you two can go shopping together, see movies.
And stay far away from me.
You said that right.
Word.
But I like the little sister thing.
To find more mentoring programs and other ways to volunteer in your community, log on to teensvolunteer.org. And join us next time for another episode of Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? Do what you like to do. Volunteer. A public service message brought to you by the USA Freedom Corps, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. There's so much to talk about this Sunday, 877-528-TALK. Coming up later on in the broadcast, I want to talk about my attendance at the Radio and Records Convention, the convention of talk radio hosts, where liberal hosts have practically quintupled from 2, when I went there 4 years ago, to 10. But hey, you know, that's something, I guess. This is a place where Rush Limbaugh is the keynote speaker and gets about as much dissent as a Bush town hall meeting. I also want to talk about my conversation there with Senator Biden and an inside scoop that I think you'll be very interested to hear about his position in Iraq coming up later in the broadcast. But for now, we're talking about port security and why this is the issue. This is the issue that is finally peeling Republicans away from George Bush. And I think the reason is because there are true believers out there. Let's be clear. There are people out there that do not know or do not believe that the administration is lying to them. They actually think, in effect, whatever the president does is right. If the president does it, then, well, he must have had a good reason because he's a good man. Maybe they're fundamentalists. They say, well, he's a good Christian. Therefore, he can do no wrong. But what we're doing is we're exploring the reasons we went into war with Iraq and showing that, in effect, if those were the real reasons to go to war in Iraq, heck, we should have invaded the United Arab Emirates, much less give them control of our ports. We went through weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had none. Maybe Saddam Hussein wanted to get some someday. I don't dispute that. But we were preventing him from doing anything. Meanwhile, the UAE was passing on nuclear weapons to our enemies. In terms of Al-Qaeda, Iraq, virtually no connection. Al-Qaeda, significant, important connections to the UAE, including financing the 9/11 terrorists, training camps, recognizing the Taliban. But even if you come down to democracy, the administration's third reason why we had to invade Iraq to promote democracy all over the world, something I believe in, by the way, we'll talk about that later in the broadcast, but I believe that's a good idea, and a lot of people do. And so some people said, well, okay, that was a good reason to invade Iraq. But this week, Bush is praising the undemocratic leader of Pakistan and saying that our port security should be controlled by the 7 Arab emirs, the autocrats. So now we're learning. Now the true believers are learning that, guess what? George Bush is all hat and no cattle. Heck, even if you wanted to invade Iraq because you were a big supporter of Israel, and there were people out there that did that, UAE boycotts Israel. They're nasty to Israel. So even that takes away from the president's reasons. The only reason that is consistent with our invasion of Iraq and our wish for the UAE to control our port security has three letters in it, and it's oil. O-I-L. That makes sense. We wanted to control Iraq's very sweet oil supply. We want to have dealings with the UAE, which is extremely rich and has the money to buy our ports because of oil. Now it all makes sense. And the main reason I think it's very interesting why Republicans are backing away from the president on this one is because Scott McClellan, the press secretary, admitted that George Bush didn't even know about the deal. Yeah, he supports it. Yeah, he's willing to veto, make his very first veto of Congress to make sure the UAE controls our ports, but he didn't even know about the deal. Now think in the Republican mindset for a moment here. If you think that whatever the president does must be right because he's George W. Bush, because you believe, I don't, but you believe that he's this sincere, good Christian, that is what's motivating him and everything he does, he talks to God, then, you know, everything he does, he must have done for a reason. But this is something that was done without him knowing about it. Even Republicans are starting to see the emperor has no clothes. Started with Harriet Myers, but this port security deal, I think, will be the main reason why we can take over at least one house, maybe both houses of Congress, in 2006. 877-528-TALK. Let's go to Jack from San Diego. Jack, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Jack, are you there?
This deal with the ports is just the tip of the iceberg. And I think what Americans are learning is that because of these trade deficits and these huge budget deficits, all of which are putting dollars in the hands of foreigners, we're selling off our sovereignty. This CFIUS, the Committee for Foreign Investments Inside the United States, this is the outfit that approved this port deal. But wait, they've approved over 1,500 of these type of deals, and they've only disapproved one. This is a rubber stamp operation. I'm not surprised that it didn't rise to the level of these department heads, these cabinet secretaries, because these are operations that are under the radar. And because their deliberations are classified, we don't fully have a handle on how much of the infrastructure of the United States has been sold off and is in the hands of foreign companies and foreign governments.
Jack, you make some very strong points. I'll tell you something. People who support this administration, supported the massive tax cuts, are big into deficit spending. You know, Republicans used to be, you know, 20, 30 years back, they used to be the party of balanced budgets. They used to think that we shouldn't borrow all this money. But now they do. Now they love borrowing money. This is the credit card president. You know, we took the huge surpluses of Bill Clinton, greatest deficits in American history. But what people don't realize, and I think you realize it, Jack, and people are just starting to realize, is when you owe this much money to the world, because we don't just owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the world. We are spending billions and billions of petrodollars on Saudi Arabia, on United Arab Emirates, and they got all this money. And they got to invest it somewhere. They start owning us piece by piece by piece.
Well,
and that's exactly right, Jack.
It comes to the realization, are we truly, as Americans, in control of our own destiny, or are we starting to be subject to economic blackmail? Is this a national security threat? And are we really, truly still a superpower? Or are we a bunch of economic junkies going out to the rest of the world looking for our next fix while we're using our military to bully everybody in the world to keep everybody in line? Because, you know, we're afraid that somebody's going to cut the oil off from us or somebody's going to cash in their treasury bills. I mean, there's so many different areas now where we're truly at the mercy of the world. Hell, we can't even manufacture our own shoes.
Jack, when George Bush is kissing the rings and the cheeks of our overlords at the UAE, it's good to know that. It's good to understand that our president has to bow down before these emirs because they control us because they own us. And then maybe people will think twice about funding massive tax cuts at the same time as you fund an unnecessary war and spending beyond our means. Because when you have this huge debt, just like when you have too much credit card debt, people start to own you. And I think, I just think, Jack, this is the defining moment where people, not just Democrats, not just independents, but even Republicans are starting to realize America is not so independent after all. We got to take a break. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto. This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Why is Bush's approval rating down at 34%, the lowest ever in his presidency? Why is it that Republicans, only 72% of Republicans, support this president, who already has very little support among Democrats and independents? I think this port security deal is finally showing the Americans that think we went to war with Iraq for a good reason. Think we went there, if not for weapons of mass destruction, if not for 9/11, at least to promote democracy. They're finally learning that democracy is not what this president cares about. All he cares about is OIL. It's oil. Jack, I'll give you one last word, then I got some other callers hanging on. Jack.
Yeah, I think Americans are going to have to make a choice, because clearly this global economy is working against the average citizen. Now, it greatly benefits our corporations, which are no longer American corporations. They're multinational corporations. They don't care about you and me. They care about those billion people in China and the billion people in India. Those are the new consumer bases for these corporations. And I think, you know what I think? I think it's time for Americans to pull out the Declaration of Independence and read it, because I think there's some very pertinent clauses in that document that maybe we should just invoke. And maybe next week you could read some of the pertinent phrases from the Declaration of Independence, because I think we're back to square one in this country.
It has to do with people choosing their own destiny. And what people don't understand, and they should understand, whether it's private debt for their credit cards or the huge debt in this America owes, that when you are in deep, deep debt, you don't own yourself anymore. Jack, you make some excellent points. I appreciate your call on the Inside Scoop.
Thank you.
Let's go to Max in La Jolla. Max, welcome.
Yes, hello. Thank you for a great show and for the great service you're performing and providing the last bastion of a free speech in this once wonderful country. I'm really happy that Jack and folks that are realizing what's going on in this country. We've actually already lost it. And, you know, with Jack's last statement about the Declaration, if you read the last Kellogg, Brown, and Root annual report, they've allocated $375 million for prison camps in this country.
Yeah.
But these folks know what they're doing. They know every step of the way what they're doing. Bush is not intelligent enough to do any of it. Nor he's certainly not, doesn't have enough gray matter to be consistent with the Nazi agenda that's been systematically followed here.
I'll tell you, Max, I'd like to explore that question, because to me it's always been a great debate among Democrats and some independents. Is this administration incompetent or malicious? It's a tough question, actually. You know,
In my opinion, if you look at the consistency of the mindset and of the results, the consistency is key, and follow the money, follow the oil, whatever you want to look at, then these people are not incompetent. It's not George. George couldn't fight his way out of, you know, a two-sentence paragraph.
Right.
But he's just the front guy. So he's the blocker, like in football.
Right.
He's the blocker. He's the sacrifice guy that is willing to take the hit for the larger plan, which he's a part of. and he'll get a, you know, he'll be rich and happy for the rest of his life. They'll take care of him. That's the deal they make with Musharraf, with Bush. They're all the same. Anybody who doesn't follow the plan gets a John F. Kennedy haircut.
Yeah, well, Max, I'll tell you, I have long argued, exactly as you do right now, that George Bush is the front man. I've called him Prince George. He's kind of like the 10-year-old king who becomes king, likes to prance around, wear the crown and the scepter and the flight suit and say mission accomplished. But, you know, Karl Rove and Dick Cheney are really running the show. But the more I look at this administration, the more I think that the question I just raised, is it malicious, is it incompetent, it's a false choice. It can be both. You can be both incompetent and malicious. You can wish ill of people and still perform things badly. I don't think the two are opposites. And I think sometimes that that's a false choice that, that we have to do.
I think also if you look at what the major export of this country is, which is arms sales.
Right.
Bush is doing a great job. He got the Patriot Act passed, or at least, you know, he was on the team.
I hear you, Max.
When they got the Patriot,
I'm sorry, I got to take another break. Hey, Max, I'm sorry, I got to take another break. That's the way radio is. I have other callers on the line. I appreciate your points. They are good ones. And we'll be right back. 877-528-TALK right after this.
This is Newsbreak. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, issuing a strong warning to Iran today. He said the Islamic Republic faced, quote, tangible and painful consequences if it continued to pursue its nuclear activities. Leaders of the Islamic terrorist group Hamas are rejecting calls by Osama bin Laden's deputy for them to work against peace agreements previously reached by the Palestinians with Israel. Hamas suggesting that it will decide independently of outside influence how to handle relations with Israel. A homicide investigation has been ordered in the death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman. Tillman died in Afghanistan after giving up a career in the NFL to serve in the military after the 9/11 attacks. China has suffered another death from bird flu. China's official news agency saying a man died of the deadly virus in southern China. That's the ninth bird flu death reported in that country and China's 15th bird flu case. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. According to the EPA, fresh air is becoming increasingly hard to find, especially in our homes. That's why I want you to try my Orrick Tabletop Air Purifier free for 30 days. It uses the same advanced technology as a U.S. submarine fleet, and it'll clean the air in your home faster than you can say, Gesundheit. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Thousands of people around the country are enjoying a new life with freedom from arthritis and muscle pain. Now you can too with Mobisil. Mobisil penetrates deep into joints, delivering rapid relief directly to the site of your pain. Unlike other medicated creams, Mobisil's formula is odorless, non-staining, non-irritating, and without side effects, so you can apply it anytime, anywhere. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Bruno.
A study from Italy shows that the supplement creatine helps athletes become stronger, but it decreases kidney function and can harm people who already have damaged kidneys. I'm Dr. Gabe Merkin. As an athlete is able to lift heavier weights, he becomes stronger. But when you lift very heavy weights, you struggle and have to depend on a part of your energy system that doesn't require oxygen. This without oxygen energy source is limited and has to be constantly recharged. Creatine, found in all animals' muscles, which you eat as meat, helps to recharge your anaerobic energy system. So taking extra creatine and lifting very heavy weights makes you stronger than just lifting without also taking creatine. But the heavy protein load taken with the creatine reduces the blood flow too and the filtration system in your kidneys. Now, this won't harm people with normal kidneys, but can harm those who already have some kidney damage.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing why the Bush approval rating is as low as 34% and why this pork deal is actually turning off Republicans. You know, I studied at Harvard. I studied the foreign policy schools at the time. And at the time, George Bush Sr.'s policy school was called realism. It's largely, in fact, Henry Kissinger is the big proponent of this school. And the idea is, you know what, sometimes we have to deal with the devil. Sometimes we have to deal with dictators in order to advance American economic, political interests. That's why we supported the Shah of Iran, even though he tortured his own people. And in fact, we helped him torture his own people. That's why we supported dictators in Latin America, Noriega in Panama, Marcos in the Philippines, etc. What's interesting about George W. Bush is he's taken the rhetoric of the other school, the school that wants to promote democracy, the school that I always considered myself a part of, and he said, this is the reason we're going to war in Iraq. This is the reason why we have our Middle East policy. What's interesting is that George W. Bush, who doesn't really understand the policies, but at least the administration, doesn't believe a word of it. They believe in promoting U.S. business interests. They believe in promoting oil. That's why they want to support the UAE. That's why they want to support Pakistan, at the same reason they want to attack Iraq, even though the UAE is more dangerous than Iraq, and certainly Iran and North Korea are. So the only difference between George Bush Sr.'s foreign policy and George Bush Jr.'s foreign policy is that Sr. told the truth. Papa Bush let us know that we were dealing with dictators because he thought it promoted American interests. Bush doesn't know what's going on. Thinks we're out there promoting democracy, but the people in charge of him, the same folks that work for Papa Bush, are making sure that we do continue to do deals with the devil in order to promote American business interests. And the port security deal is finally laying bare for people to see the fact that, guess what, this whole thing is built on a stream of lies. Devin from San Diego, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. I was wondering if you could thread some of these things together. Recently, I've been reading about the Iranian oil bourse that will be opening sometime this month. And I'm curious to whether or not you think that that since foreign countries will no longer have to hold U.S. dollars in order to buy oil, that this may be playing some part in why we're going after India, for instance, with the nuclear program. Just try to make a long story short, that in other words, if we could become the world broker for nuclear energy, therefore forcing those countries into holding U.S. dollars longer than they might have done over, let's say, the next year or the 5 years, giving the bourse time to, get up and running. That's how it figures in. This is part of that whole larger plan. Does that make any sense?
Well, Devin, you know, everything you say is accurate. There's no question that we're in a lot of danger if our petrodollars, or maybe I should say when, based on Iran's decision, though Saudi Arabia is still sticking with us for the time being, but if and when our petrodollars start to be denominated in euro, or something else.
Inflation is starting to, inch up. Bernanke supposedly has a reputation for printing money. They've got a lot of petrodollars themselves.
That's right.
They're sitting on plenty. They need
That's
to
true.
Put into hard assets.
There's no question about it. My only question is whether it connects with what we're doing in India. I think what we're doing in India basically is supplicating and placating a nuclear-powered country, which is a democracy. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
no,
India.
No, it's placating, but what if we are the ones who actually move into the supreme position we hold now in terms of the control we have over the U.S. dollar against other currencies and countries who could unload them? And now they're forced to hold them again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. I do think that it definitely, I mean, and one of the few things I don't disagree with from this administration is going to India and trying to make, business and political relations with the world's largest democracy. I think that part of it, sure, maybe to protect dollar holdings. We do a lot of trade with India. People know that many of American jobs are being sent off to India and so forth. Whether there's a direct connection between that and the petrodollars, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Both points you make are accurate, which is that, yes, we're in danger because the Arab countries who own so much of us now may denominate their oil in euros or something else. And you're also right that, we're in India to help promote interests. So it really doesn't matter whether there's a connection or not. Both points are valid, and I appreciate your call. Let me go on to Eileen in Oceanside. Eileen, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
This is off the subject from what you've been talking about, but
okay.
I have a fear, a big fear. Because we're having a big election, as far as the Democrats are concerned, in 2006.
Very big.
what is being done about these voting machines.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Now, I live in California.
Right.
Shelley was taken out for trumped-up charges. I'll never believe that what he did, what they say he did, he did. But now they've got a Republican in there, and he's about ready to certify those machines
right.
in spite of the fact that there has been flaws that have been found.
Right. Well, flaws is an understatement. What they found is they can be hacked into. They found that the Diebold and Sequoia machines, and by the way, folks, if you don't know it, these are companies owned by two brothers who are big supporters of the Republican Party, I mean, to the tune of bundling millions of dollars. And they control more than 80% of the nation's voting machines. And some terrific work has been done by Black Box Voting and other organizations to prove that the machines can be hacked into. You can actually change the vote count. In fact, more and more evidence comes out that that's exactly what happened in Ohio and Florida. Eileen, you raised great points. In fact, I think I mentioned earlier on, I was at a radio convention just these past few days, and I approached Senator Joe Biden about this. Now, Senator Joe Biden, and I'm going to talk about this later on in the broadcast, I have a lot of respect for. I don't agree with him on everything. But I do think he is an honest man. I think he's a thinker. I think he cares about issues. And I broached these issues with him, and he said, well, of course we need, you know, paper records for voting. But I don't know that he got across sort of the seriousness of it all. It's more like he felt that there was nothing he could do because the Republicans control everything, and therefore we have to sort of win the election in order to get the Democrats in power so we can have fair voting. And, Eileen, the obvious catch-22, which you realize and I realize, is how are you going to get Democrats in power if we can't have fair elections to begin with?
Exactly.
The only way I see out of this, and I do think there is a way out of this catch-22, is that a lot of voting systems across the nation are done county by county. And if you can lobby your San Diego County Commissioner, and I frankly don't know the San Diego County Commissioner's position on these voting machines, but in most states, the county can even trump the state and say, you know what, at least for our people in our county, we are going to have paper records. And, you know, people say, well, we want electronic voting because disabled people can use it. I support that. I understand that if you're blind or if you're deaf, the electronic voting is easier for it to use. But it's not inconsistent to have electronic voting and a paper record. And I think what you can do, Eileen, and what other listeners can do is contact your local government and say, is there a paper record when we vote? And if not, why not? And say to the person, look, you know, we elect you, and we're going to do our best to throw you out of office unless you demand a paper record. And I just think that only grassroots support can help save us and get us fair voting machines in 2006. One positive note, people are always pessimistic about voting. One positive note is that state after state, not California, but many, many states are already decertifying a lot of these Diebold machines. I do think the momentum is finally turned against these machines, and we have less of them in 2006 than we had in 2004. So the momentum's on our side. So I don't want people to give up hope, but really at a county level, that's the only way to affect change in this way.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel that it should be pushed that people do more absentee voting than using those machines?
You know, I don't know that that matters. Absentee voting, yes, you have a paper record, so definitely go for it. But the thing is, even if you vote absentee, all they have to do is push a few buttons and suddenly, you know, people that haven't voted have suddenly voted. They voted for someone who isn't your candidate. So absentee voting is fine. It's good. Go for it. But I don't think it solves the underlying problem, unfortunately.
No, I don't either.
Eileen, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We got to take another break. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-TALK. When I come back, I want to talk about this Radio and Records Convention, where Rush Limbaugh is some conquering hero, and also about my very interesting conversation with Senator Joe Biden. We'll be right back after this.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, fees. This discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month, but for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching. Now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The last 3 days I've spent in Washington at the Radio and Records Convention, which is the largest convention of talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts. It occurs every year. This is actually my 4th convention. The first time I went was 3 years ago when I was still a lawyer in Congress and didn't have a radio show or anything, but felt like right-wing talk radio was the only kind of talk radio that I ever heard on the air, and I knew that all this stuff was going on. I saw it every day working in Congress, and, you know, nobody was talking about it. Nobody was talking about the danger to our ports. And by the way, my very first show was on Homeland Security, and I mentioned the danger to our ports way back in June 03. No one was talking about what I was seeing going on, the absolute lies. People who were coming up and testifying before us that the administration was not providing information to the Department of Homeland Security about real threats. Instead, because the Department of Homeland Security had Congress overseeing it and we could find out what was going on, instead it would be funneled through this off-the-shelf organization the president created called TTIC, the Terrorist Threat Integration Center. And I kept being surprised that this wasn't in the news. I couldn't read about this in the Washington Post and the New York Times. And so that's why I started on talk radio. But the point is that 3 years ago, I was at this convention, and Sean Hannity, of course, was the keynote speaker, and everyone bowed down and genuflected to Sean Hannity. And I remember being in a room with about 400 people in the room, and Sean Hannity was knocking Hillary Clinton's health care proposal and said, I mean, who in this room respects Hillary Clinton anyway? Well, I raised my hand, and a woman several seats away raised her hand, and that was it. And so Sean Hannity said, see, just two of you in the room of 400. And, of course, Hannity took from that you know, two out of 400 people, you know, whatever, 5%. Am I doing my math right? No, excuse me, half of 1%. That half of 1% of America actually supported Hillary Clinton, when really the case is that half of 1% of talk radio supported Hillary Clinton. Well, it's changed a bit. We do have more progressive hosts on air. And, you know, I joked earlier that it's quintupled, right? We have 5 times. We've gone up from 0.5% to 2.5% of talk radio. But at the convention the last 3 days, Rush Limbaugh is the king. He is the ruler of talk radio. He was our keynote speaker, and everyone bowed down to him. You know, no one would, of course, ask him about his drug problems or anything like that. And what was interesting to me is that Rush Limbaugh largely avoided politics. Now, this is the guy who cut his teeth on yelling about Bill Clinton. I mean, here we had in Bill Clinton's times the greatest economic miracle ever, right? The highest wages ever, the lowest poverty ever, the greatest surplus ever, the highest stock market ever. And during this time, Rush Limbaugh convinced so many ditto heads, so many people who didn't think but just sort of believed whatever Rush Limbaugh told them to believe, that Bill Clinton was this huge danger to America, that if he slept with a woman, not his wife, that meant that his presidency was awful, that he had no honesty, no integrity. And this is a guy who cut his teeth on anger. And what amazed me is here he comes up at the radio convention. He gives a speech. And his speech says, you know, I believe in optimism. I don't believe in anger. I don't believe in knocking people down. I believe in building people up. And everyone in the room is nodding, saying, oh, yes, Rush. Oh, absolutely, Rush. Oh, yes, optimism, Rush. Not seeming to remember that just 8 years ago, Rush Limbaugh was the king of pessimism. At a time when we had the best times ever, Rush Limbaugh was teaching gloom and doom, arguing that Bill Clinton was awful at our best time ever, and now that George Bush has given us our worst time ever, has given us greater poverty year after year after year, the highest debt in American history, the thing that's allowing the UAE to own us, the thing that's allowing country after country to own us, right? Now, he has no comment. He doesn't want to talk about politics. He didn't even mention the ports deal. I mean, I got to give some other Republican commentators credit. I mean, even Bill Bennett came out arguing this port deal was an awful deal. But not Rush Limbaugh. No, he wasn't going to talk about politics. He talked about the business of radio. And sure, he knows how to run a business. He's doing very well in that regard. But that's always been Rush Limbaugh's trait, right? This is a guy who will say anything and do anything in order to get ratings. I mean, why did he use the term feminazis? Did he really believe that all feminists, all people who support equality for women, are actually Nazis? I don't think so. I don't think the man is that stupid. What people need to understand about Rush Limbaugh is that he is a performance artist. I mean, the classic example of a performance artist is Ann Coulter, right? This is a woman who will say or do anything just to be extreme, but doesn't believe her own lies. She knows that it's ridiculous to suggest that we, convert or kill every Muslim and make them Christians. But she knows that it gets ratings. And what was most interesting to me about this whole convention was the whole clear idea of this convention that ratings are what matters. Truth does not matter. Belief in what you have to say does not matter. Facts do not matter. All that matters is ratings. And I like ratings. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm number one in San Diego in this time slot, but it's not from making up stuff, right? Think about the fact that Rush Limbaugh supporters are called ditto heads. Think about what that means. Think about what it means when you say ditto to someone. When you say ditto, you're saying, I'm not thinking on my own. I don't want to think on my own. I'm too stupid to think on my own. So I'm just going to agree with everything you have to say. That's what ditto heads are all about, and I'm proud that my listeners are not ditto heads. Some of y'all disagree with me, some of y'all add information to what I have to say, but you're out there and you're thinking, and I think there is a place in talk radio for people who think. When we come back, I want to talk about how it is that the Bush administration has no responsibility for what it's doing. 877-528-TALK. We'll be back after this.
Can't walk.
I can walk, but not very far.
I can't even stand anymore.
And it gave me no freedom.
If you or a loved one suffer from limited mobility, we have incredible news. Now you may qualify for your very own new Invacare power chair or scooter at little or no cost to you. Call Mobility Products Unlimited right now to begin your free pre-qualification process. Invacare's powered mobility products are comfortable, stylish, easy to maneuver, and go anywhere.
And yes, you can get back out there too with Invacare.
So pick up the phone and call Mobility Products right now, risk-free. Their friendly specialists handle all the paperwork and make it fast and easy to begin the pre-qualification process for your very own Invacare power chair or scooter. You could get yours within just days. There's no pressure, no obligation, no cost for the call. And your satisfaction is guaranteed.
So if you're stuck at home, call 1-800-594-5356 right now. Friendly mobility specialists are standing by.
Okay, everybody, it's time for another game of Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? Let's go to Ella in Santa Monica, California.
Hey, wait, I don't want to volunteer.
Well, I have a feeling you'll change your mind when you realize how much fun volunteering really can be.
But
in fact, Ella, we've asked your entire algebra class here to tell you more.
Wait, you did what?
Take it away, class.
Hey, Ella, we've been noticing you lately in algebra class.
You have?
I'm feeling some love here.
Yeah, and we were thinking that you should start tutoring people because you're all, like, smart and stuff.
I should?
Yeah, you free tonight?
Go for it!
I should.
They love you, Ella! Well, sounds like we have another happy volunteer.
That's me.
To find out ways you can volunteer in your community, log on to teensvolunteer.org and join us next time for another episode of Who Wants to Volunteer in Your Community? Do what you like to do. Volunteer. A public service message brought to you by the USA Freedom Corps, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I was talking before the break about the Radio and Records Convention I attended. I do want to mention one more person, and that's John Gibson of Fox News. He was talking about his war on Christmas, which we all know is a joke. I don't really believe that Christmas is in danger of not being celebrated in America in the future. I just don't think there's a liberal plot to destroy Christmas. But what's interesting is that even he is a performance artist, right? Even he is putting on a show. He admitted at the convention that he exploited the issue, quote, brutally and shamelessly. Not because he felt that, oh my God, Christmas is in trouble, but because he knew, hey, it gets ratings when you say extreme things. And that's what talk radio has become. It's all about getting ratings for saying extreme things. And, you know, I got to say that, I mean, there are people on the left that do it as well. And I just want to let you know that I am committed to letting you know the truth. If I have people on my left, and I've had them, and they call in and they say, you know what, I think 9/11 was a conspiracy. I think, in fact, that the Bush administration hired the people on 9/11, or that the Bush administration blew up the levees that attacked New Orleans. I say, you know what? You don't have to go there. First of all, I see no evidence of it, and so I have to reject it unless I see evidence of it. But furthermore, you don't have to go there. This is an administration that is evil enough, that is incompetent enough, that you don't have to make up stuff about them, right? This is an administration that failed to take the necessary steps to protect the levees in New Orleans, despite ample warning. And if you saw the video that just came out, the AP video that just came out about Hurricane Katrina, you know the president had ample warning exactly what was going on in Katrina, just as he had ample warning in the years before Katrina by the Army Corps of Engineers that we needed hundreds of millions of dollars to protect the levees. He had ample warning, just as he had ample warning of September 11th. Just as he had that memo while he went on vacation in Crawford that said Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. Just as there were Arabic documents discussing the specific attack on September 11th that didn't get translated until September 12th because we don't have enough translators. Because we have a policy of firing gay translators, even if they're our very best, because they happen to be gay. I mean, there are very clear policies here. You don't have to make up stuff about the president. It's bad enough as it is. And my commitment to you is that I will never be a performance artist. I will never say something I don't believe, that I don't defend. I will just let you know the truth. And I'll continue to contact my sources in Congress, the administration, to give you the truth. Because I believe that we have to hold this government responsible. This is a government that above all believes that no one should be held responsible. If Harry Truman said the buck stops here, this is the administration where the buck stops nowhere, where they want to put out memos telling people they can torture, right? We have Alberto Gonzalez saying it's okay to torture, and then when people are actually tortured at Abu Ghraib and there are pictures, then they say, oh, no, it wasn't us. It was some lower down guy, you know, punish the lowly guy, right? When Dick Cheney, Vice President of the United States, commits treason, by outing a CIA agent, right? He'll blame the lower downs. He'll blame his chief of staff, Scooter Libby, who specifically said, I had authority to do it by my boss. And he's only got one boss, Dick Cheney. You know, if it's 9/11 or if it's Katrina, they'll just have commissions, right? They'll have commissions that'll study the issue and come up showing months later that they did wrong, but the issue goes away. If it's the port security deal, they'll say they know nothing about it. When did Republicans stop being the party of responsibility? These are the same people that wanted workfare instead of welfare. They wanted poor people on the government dole to make sure that they deserved getting that money. But when they run our government, no responsibility whatsoever. In the next hour, I want to move on to foreign policy. I want to talk about the upcoming civil war in Iraq and why it is that we better get out while the getting is good. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after the news.
Like most parents, you probably see your child as the typical smart, well-adjusted kid.
Camouflage. C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E. Camouflage.
Well, your child might not be as well-adjusted as you think.
Issues. I-S-S-U-E-S. Issues.
And if you knew there was somebody in particular who could help your child?
Daddy. D-A-D-D-Y. Daddy.
Wouldn't you want them to help? Well, the truth is, Dad, you're that person. Just by being an involved dad and spending time with your child, you're taking an active role in your child's social and emotional well-being. You're also increasing their chances of succeeding academically and staying in school. So don't take for granted how normal and smart your child seems.
Balance. B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Balance.
Because children need fathers who love and care for them just as much as they need mothers. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, 100 Black Men of America, and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeRate reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton has warned Iran it faces, quote, tangible and painful consequences if it continues its nuclear activities. During a convention of Jewish Americans, he said the U.S. would use, quote, all tools at our disposal to stop the threat posed by Iran. Bolton adding, the longer we wait to confront the threat Iran poses, the harder and more intractable it will become to solve. Beijing urging Tehran to re-engage in talks as well. Jackson Ivey reports.
China's foreign minister urging Iran to restart talks with Russia and the European Union on its nuclear program. The request comes a day before the International Atomic Energy Agency's 35-member Board of Governors is set to convene for a meeting.
Meantime, the head of Dubai Ports World is defending the selection of his company to operate six major U.S. ports. DP World CEO Mohammed Sharaf telling CNN's Late Edition the United Arab Emirates-owned company meets international standards and has approval from the U.S. to operate in America.
We are dealing with each and every authority in each and every country, and we abide by country's law and the international terminal operator security measures we take.
Dubai Ports World facing strong opposition from many Republicans and even some traditionally security soft Democrats. USA Radio Network News.
If you haven't been using Mobisil, you haven't been using one of the most effective topical pain relief formulas on the market today. Mobisil combines a powerful pain reliever with soothing aloe in a quick absorbing formula. Apply it directly to the site of your pain and feel its deep penetrating formula ease aching joints and muscles on the spot. Mobisil is odorless, non-irritating, and non-staining. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, Super D, and USA Drug Pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You have little ones around? Allergies driving you crazy? Can't sleep? Purify the air in your home with my Orrick Tabletop Air Purifier. Its lifetime filter never needs replacing. Try it free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Chances are you'll see the difference, feel the difference, and sleep better. And maybe you use a few less allergy pills.
The U.S. government expected to publicly release what it knew and what it didn't know before the September 11th attacks in the trial of terrorists Zacharias Moussaoui. Moussaoui is the only person convicted in the U.S. in connection with the hijackings. The penalty phase of his trial begins tomorrow. Leaders of the Islamic terrorist organization Hamas rejecting calls by Osama bin Laden's deputy for them to work against peace agreements previously reached by the Palestinians with Israel. In a videotape broadcast on the Arabic satellite station Al Jazeera, the latest tape is now being studied in Washington, where intelligence agencies want to determine if it's genuine. Simon Marks reports.
No Palestinian, he says, has the right to give away one grain of soil, and he accuses the Fatah faction led by the late Yasser Arafat of selling out for crumbs. But Hamas leaders have been quick to distance themselves from al-Zawahiri's calls. They say that they alone will determine the path they'll take following their triumph in the Palestinian elections.
USA Radio Network News.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because...
I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and...
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and...
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
The U.S. Army has been ordered to take another look at the death of Army Ranger and football star Pat Tillman. USA Senior White House Correspondent Connie Lawn reports from Washington.
The Department of Defense has told the Army to open criminal investigations into the shooting death of Ranger Corporal Pat Tillman. He was killed in a so-called friendly fire accident. But the Army Criminal Investigation Command will reinvestigate the tragedy. They want to see if negligent homicide or cover-up was involved in the killing.
Hundreds of retired United Auto workers are expected in U.S. District Court in Detroit Monday to voice their opposition to a deal between GM and the UAW, which would require them to pay for the first time for their health care. Tomorrow, the deadline for Major League Baseball to either accept or deny a baseball stadium lease deal for the Washington Nationals. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate reporting on the USA Radio Network.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I want to explore this hour why George Bush has the lowest approval rating of any time in his presidency, 34%, and why Dick Cheney's approval rating is a mere 18%. I think part of it, well, a large part of it has to do with the port security issue and the fact that we never have captured Osama bin Laden. But I think people are finally understanding that these people are not protecting our security. The one issue Republicans seem to win on until now was the issue of security. I've been saying for 2.5 years now that our security as Americans is endangered by these people. And now that Iraq is heading towards civil war, or at least into an Iranian-like theocracy, now that people are finally starting to see that Iraq now is worse off We are worse off now that Saddam Hussein is gone because of all the mistakes that George Bush has made. I think it's all leading to the lowest opinion rating, and I also want to talk about my conversation with Senator Joe Biden and an inside scoop on how I think I've helped to change his mind. But first, I want to explore these poll ratings here, okay? How low is it when 18% of the American public approve of Dick Cheney? Well, I know it's lower than the 25% that approved of Richard Nixon right before he resigned from office. But I went through the Washington Post today, and they were talking about other famous polls in history and how low is the support, at least for Dick Cheney. Well, 18% support Dick Cheney. Guess what? 25% of Americans support Michael Jackson. One in four Americans said that they were still Jackson fans after he was found not guilty of child molesting. So 25% like Michael Jackson, and only three-quarters of that number like Dick Cheney. He's far less popular than Spiro Agnew, the other vice president that was removed from office, or at least deserved to be. Cheney hasn't been removed yet, but he definitely deserves to be. 45% actually supported Spiro Agnew a month before he resigned under his bribery scandal. And guess what? Dick Cheney has only about two-thirds of the support of O.J. Simpson. 29% of all Americans had a favorable view of O.J. Simpson after his trial, where he was acquitted of murdering Nicole Simpson and Ron Brown. I guess his last name wasn't Brown. I forget. It's been so long. Anyway, Dick Cheney's only two-thirds of the supporters of O.J. Simpson. And guess what? He's less popular than Joseph Stalin in Russia. In 2003, 20%, more than the 18% that support Dick Cheney, 20% of people living in the former Soviet Union called Joe Stalin, the guy that killed tens of millions of people, a wise and humane leader. 31% said they wouldn't object if he came back into politics again, if he were alive. Dick Cheney obviously does not have a lot of support. But what is behind this? I mean, is it the fact that, yeah, he shot his hunting companion in the face with, a gun and didn't report it to the American public? Or is it deeper than that? Do you think that Americans realize that he's behind the treason of Traitorgate? Do you think Americans realize that Dick Cheney is behind our torture and our eavesdropping scheme? That Cheney is in control? That he's the guy telling George Bush what to do? That it was his idea long ago to invade Iraq and use 9/11 as a pretext? Do you think Americans finally understand this now? And if so, is he going to be punished in November 2006? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I'll tell you this, though. I think I came to a realization as I was listening to Senator Joe Biden talk about the difference between Iraq and countries like Japan and Germany. I've long argued on this broadcast that we cannot force democracy in Iraq, that you cannot, at the point of a gun, tell people, you know, rule yourselves. Rule yourselves, be fair, don't have a theocracy. It gets really hard to do that. And I was trying to think about why that was different from, say, Germany and Japan, where, of course, you had the Nazis in Germany and the Emperor of Japan. And they are democracies today. And suddenly it hit me. Japan and Germany were all pretty much homogeneous cultures. They were one society. There was not much of a difference among the various Japanese, among the various Germans. They felt themselves as one country. Iraq, like Yugoslavia, was never that way. Iraq is three nations. Iraq is Shiite Islam and Sunni Islam and the Kurds up north. And the only reason they're all in one country is because the British drew some arbitrary lines after World War I. This is a country that never was really one, except for the fact that it had a strong authoritarian dictator in Saddam Hussein. Just like Yugoslavia had a strong authoritarian dictator in a guy by the name of Marshal Tito. And these dictators ruled by fear, they ruled by torture, but they kept the country together. And when these dictators were removed, the countries fell apart. Yugoslavia turned into various little countries, Bosnia and Croatia and Serbia, and everyone started killing everyone. And we're seeing the exact same thing go on in Iraq right now. The Sunnis attack the Shiite shrines. The Shiites attack the Sunni mosque. The country is going apart into civil war. It has no chance of achieving a democracy. And when I come back, I'll tell you how I think I may have persuaded Joe Biden to come to that same view. 877-528-TALK. We'll be back after this.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call for your free copy of the Bad Breath Bible while supplies last. You'll also receive free TheraBreath samples, an amazing line of products that completely eliminates bad breath. Call for your free samples now. 800-517-9885. 800-517-9885. That's 800-517-9885.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it, and nobody wants to smell it. It's an embarrassing clinical condition that can dramatically ruin the quality of your life. I'm Dr. Harold Katz, founder of the California Breath Clinics. I've smelled more bad breath than any other doctor on this planet. I've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you to conquer bad breath, sour, bitter taste, and dry mouth with my TheraBreath products. My book, The Bad Breath Bible, is the number one reference on this misdiagnosed disorder. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to diabetes, tonsils, or alcohol-based mouthwash, The Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. The truth is you can't smell your own breath, so you never know if you're offending someone. That's why everyone needs to read it.
Call now for your free copy of Dr. Katz's Bad Breath Bible. Plus, you can receive a free kit of his clinical formulas proven to eliminate occasional or chronic bad breath. Call now for your free kit. 1-800-297-7907. 800-297-7907. That's 800-297-7907.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I was discussing before the break about the Iraqi Civil War and why I think that, well, really, we have no hope of preventing it. It's coming around the corner. The one dictator that held the country together, even though he did it by evil and by torture, is gone. And I must say, I predicted this civil war years ago. Well, year and a half ago, to be sure. But what's interesting is I gave this view to Senator Joe Biden. Senator Joe Biden was a guest at the Radio and Records Convention just yesterday, in fact. And he gave an impassioned speech, really a very good speech, talking about American domestic policy, foreign policy, everything from why we need alternative fuels to the fact that the Bush administration obviously doesn't support alternative fuels, even though Bush says, hey, we're addicted to oil, because his budget doesn't provide any money for it, right? So if you don't see any money going for this, you know that it's all rhetoric and it's not truth. But I approached Joe Biden, who's running for president, and I asked him a question very different from the others who talked to him. I mean, the others asked him, you know, all the political questions that people ask. You know, who do you think's going to win the nomination? I'm sorry, and I don't mean to attack the woman who asked that question. But look, I think when you ask those kinds of questions, you know, it's the question of somebody who wants to talk about politics, who isn't following politics. I mean, who's ahead? Yeah, Hillary Clinton's ahead for the nomination, but yes, anything could happen. To me, that's not the interesting point. That's all the stuff that who's ahead in a horse race that a lot of the media likes to cover. I wanted to cover the issues. I told Joe Biden that I had a lot of respect for him, which I do. He's clearly an impassionate man. He clearly believes what he says. He's clearly an honest man. But I felt the one thing that will most keep him from getting the nomination of the Democrats in 2008 for president was the same thing my listeners say again and again to me. They can't support Joe Biden because he doesn't support bringing troops home from Iraq. And I told him the same thing that I've just told y'all, right? I told him about how Iraq was like Yugoslavia. It wasn't like Japan or Germany. It wasn't a homogeneous society run by a dictator one time had a history of democracy like Germany, could come back to it. That this is a country that's really three countries struggling to split apart. I mean, I've supported independent Kurdistan for 15 years now. And I said, you know and I know that whatever opportunity we had to promote democracy in Iraq, this administration has messed up. That if there was an opportunity, and we can disagree on this, to promote democracy in Iraq, this administration has done everything it can to ruin that opportunity. I mean, there's a reason why in Pakistan, Osama bin Laden has a 51% approval rating and George Bush has a 10% approval rating. There's a reason why the Shiites in Iraq voted for a prime minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, who's tied with al-Sadr, the same guy who was attacking and killing American troops. There's a reason why the Arab world and the entire world, which fully supported us after 9/11, well, the entire, you know, most of the Western world did, but heck, even Arab countries were sympathetic to us after 9/11. There's a reason why the entire world's against us now. It has to do with our attacking, unprovoked, a country that never attacked us. And Joe Biden agreed with every word I said. But he said that there's still some small opportunity for democracy in Iraq, for a new constitution. He says he thinks the window of opportunity is down to 6 weeks. That within the next 6 weeks, there is still a chance for them to get a democratic constitution solidly on the books. There's still a chance for them to appoint as a leader somebody who doesn't believe in theocracy, who doesn't believe that the religion should control the state. Someone who believes that you could have an Iraq where all the religions would have a chance to participate. But he agreed with me that that's unlikely to happen. And he agreed with me that if anyone is likely to mess it up, this administration is. So he says there's this six-week window, but it's unlikely the right thing will happen in this six-week window. So I said to Senator Joe Biden, I said, all right, if after 6 weeks this administration still messes things up, still hasn't done what it should do, Iraq falls into further civil war, they don't approve a constitution that protects religious freedom, then will you say that the mission is unaccomplished, that it's like the war in Vietnam, that we're doing more harm than good, and we've got to send our troops home? And he looked me straight in the eye. He had one hand on both shoulders, as Joe Biden, he's kind of a touchy-feely guy, and he said yes. Yes, if this administration doesn't do what it should do in the next 6 weeks, and I don't think it's likely to do it, I will call for our troops to come home. And I said, Senator Biden, I'm going to report that as an inside scoop on my show. He said, you go right ahead. This is a big deal, folks. Senator Biden is a very well-respected leader in the Senate. He's the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's been there for 34 years. And he's a true believer. He's someone who's always monitored the Bush administration, has always said they did it wrong. You know, we didn't have enough troops at the beginning. We were wrong not to provide enough body armor. We were wrong to do all these specific things in Iraq, definitely wrong to do the torture and everything. But he believed that we could still promote democracy. And he understands that that's the one thing that most Democrats have given up on. That even though I believe in promoting democracy in the Middle East, I understand that at this point, after the Bush administration has done what they've done, it is a hopeless case in Iraq. And I'm proud to say Senator Joe Biden is coming around to that belief. And in 6 weeks, we'll see if he kept his promise with me and end up joining and calling for American troops to leave Iraq. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Feel free to join the discussion on this or any other issue. We'll be right back after this.
Is life moving too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call 877-735-6460. That's 877-735-6460. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 877-735-6460 for details.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, "Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. This is a Sunday weekly review. All topics are valid. We could talk about Duke Cunningham and why he's only getting 8 years in prison as the Republicans try to distance themselves from him. We can talk about the Academy Awards and why I think Brokeback Mountain will probably win Best Picture, but the fact that, you know what, at this point, the politics of Brokeback Mountain, we should have understood by now. It shouldn't be that big a deal for folks. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Before the break, I was talking about my conversation with Senator Joe Biden and at the Radio and Records Convention. And by the way, he is planning to come on this show. He has his chief of staff has said he will make this happen. And so I'll be very proud to invite someone who could be nominated for President of the United States in 2008 right here on the Inside Scoop. We're going to make that happen. But he said something also that I think rings true. And it has to do with the criticism of the Democrats that I hear from many Republicans, from some independents, and even quite a few Democrats, that Democrats don't have a policy, that they don't have something to add. And he points out that a lot of times Democrats have things, say things, but they're not getting any coverage in the press. And this is something I have to say that I noted myself when I worked in Congress as a legislative counsel. We would go, we would see things that happen. We would find out that things were insecure, for example, that the ports were insecure. I remember Marty Meehan of Massachusetts making a really big deal of this, and no one would listen. We would hold press conferences, and virtually no one would show up. Joe Biden, in fact, pointed out to people who talked about how bad the president's Medicare plan was, and people said, "Well, what's the Democrats' plan?" He showed a front-page story in the San Francisco Examiner how Barbara Boxer had laid out a very specific health care plan. But you see, the way it works in the news media, and some of it is because, you know, there's so much right-wing talk radio out there, but a lot of it is that the Democrats just don't control a House of Congress. They don't control the Senate. They don't control the House. So they not only don't control an agenda, but they don't even control a news cycle. You see, if there were a Democratic House or a Democratic Senate, they could investigate this president. They could prove that the eavesdropping was illegal. They could find out the thousands of people that our troops have murdered in prisoner of war camps in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Guantanamo Bay. They could discover the details. They could subpoena documents. The Republican Congress subpoenaed more than 1,000 documents from Bill Clinton. How many documents has this Congress subpoenaed from this president? Zero. Not a one. Is that because, well, people felt that the president's liaison with Monica Lewinsky was more important than violating the Constitution by eavesdropping on American citizens, committing treason, torturing people to the point of murdering them without anyone being punished for them? I mean, which is more serious, folks, a Lewinsky or murder? Well, either you could think that the Republicans believe that, yes, a Lewinsky is more serious than murder, or you happen to know the truth, which is there can't be congressional investigations unless the Republican Congress decides to investigate. And they have said no. They have said that this is a president who's beyond question. Everything he does is right. Even when you have Republicans coming out on this port security deal and saying it's wrong, they're not subpoenaing documents, right? They're not calling people before Congress to investigate this issue. Of course not. So Joe Biden had a point. Before you blame the Democrats for not having an agenda, understand that the press isn't reporting that agenda because they don't have a majority in Congress. We've got to elect a majority in 2006, and that's one of the main reasons, so that we can have a voice, so we can have a say over the agenda. And, you know, I hope the Republicans run their best. I hope Katherine Harris of Florida actually runs for Senate. She's trying. She's trying to win the Republican nomination. I hope she wins, because this is a woman that's as corrupt as she can be. She's not only the person B in the indictment of Duke Cunningham, the undisclosed person B. I mean, she not only takes bribes. This is a woman who receives, you know, $1 million from Wade, WMZ, the same guy who gave the money to Duke Cunningham, you know, paid for his boat and all, and seemed to think everything was just fine and dandy. This person who'd never given him money before took the money and helped him out. I mean, this woman typifies the Republican Party. They want to prevent people from voting, and at the same time, they want to collect as much money as they can. And I think we'll find that the only people left that are still supporting the Republican Party at the end of the day, after everyone who believed in them from security goes away, everyone that believed in promoting democracy goes away, the only people left will be the Katherine Harrises of the world, those cronies that are actually paid to be in office, those people who actually accept bribes. 877-528-TALK. 877-528-8255. Call in anything you want to say. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. Leaders of the Islamic terrorist group Hamas are rejecting calls by Osama bin Laden's deputy for them to work against peace agreements previously reached by the Palestinians with Israel. Hamas suggesting that it will decide, independent of outside influence, how to handle relations with Israel. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton issuing a strong warning to Iran. Bolton saying the Islamic Republic faces, quote, tangible and painful consequences if it continues to pursue its nuclear activities. A homicide investigation has been ordered in the death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman. Tillman died in Afghanistan after giving up a career in the NFL to serve in the military. China is suffering another death from bird flu. That's the ninth bird flu death reported in that country. And tomorrow's the deadline for Major League Baseball to either accept or deny a baseball stadium lease for the Washington Nationals. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. It's common knowledge that household dust carries germs, mold spores, pesticides, things you don't want your family breathing in. With my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum, there's never a cloud of dust in your face or foul odor because it's hypoallergenic. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a 30-day home trial. The Orrick is designed with your well-being in mind. 1-800-989-4200.
When arthritis, muscle, or joint pain strikes, strike back with Mobisil, the most advanced topical pain reliever you can buy without a prescription. Mobisil is specially formulated to penetrate deep under the skin, where it rapidly delivers a powerful analgesic directly to the site of your pain. Mobisil's revolutionary formula is odorless, non-irritating, non-staining, and without side effects. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Brookshire Brothers Pharmacy.
I'm Joe Graydon, and this is our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Ever since the 17th century, people have known that music has charms to soothe a savage breast. Now scientists have found out how true those famous words really are. Italian researchers measured heart rate, blood pressure, and breathing in 24 healthy people. The subjects listened to a range of music from an Indian raga and a slow classical selection by Beethoven to techno and rap. The type of music people prefer made no difference. Slow tempos were calming, quick tempos sped up breathing and heart rate and raised blood pressure. Subjects who were also musicians reacted most strongly to music tempo. All the subjects had better blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing during the rest periods between selections than they had at the start of the study. The researchers suggest that listening to music may have health benefits regardless of tempo. This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. This is a Sunday weekly review. All topics are valid. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I was talking before the break about the civil war that's starting in Iraq, that the Shiites and the Kurds and the Sunnis are getting at each other's throat. Now, clearly, this is something that certain people want to happen. Right? I mean, there's a reason why they bombed an important mosque, because a number of people want civil war. The Sunnis, many of them want their own country. They don't want the majority controlled by the Shiites. The Kurds have wanted their own country for many years. And I say, you know what? Let it happen. Sometimes the best way to run a country is to let the people of the various ethnic groups who can't live together live apart. I mean, that's unfortunately the lesson that I think we learned in Yugoslavia, right? When the various parts of it fell apart into various countries. And as long as they don't commit genocide, which I'm very glad Bill Clinton worked hard to stop, as long as they don't, you know, round people up and kill them, then let people have their separate countries. There's a reason why the nations of Europe have so few straight lines in their boundaries. It's because those boundaries were drawn after centuries of war, where people fought each other, and finally people of a similar language or a similar religion or a similar ethnicity, you know, decided to stay together. And the interesting thing about it, of course, is that once they've been several years apart, you know, World War II now is already 60 years away, now Europe's coming together again. Now they're coming together in the European Union. And now the Portuguese and the Germans and the Greeks and the English are all coming together and working with each other and even forming a government together. And I say, you know, good for them. That's what they want to do. That's fine. But they had to live apart first. They had to each control their own destiny first. And I think what we're learning is that pure, straight democracy in the Middle East can be a dangerous thing. Right? We have Iran. Now, that's not pure straight democracy, right? Because the people actually voted for a guy by the name of Khatami, who actually wasn't that bad a guy as, you know, Iranian presidential candidates go. And we didn't support him when we should have. And now the clerics have installed a guy who is building nuclear weapons and determined to fight the United States and to destroy Israel. Egypt had its elections recently, but they weren't free and fair, of course. Mubarak is determined to stay in control. But there were free and fair elections in the Palestinian territories, and they elected Hamas. They elected an organization that is determined to end the state of Israel, determined to destroy the state of Israel. They don't just want the Palestinian territories. They want all of Israel. And some people are arguing that Israel should negotiate with them. I don't think they can. I think they have to live separately. I don't think you can negotiate with people who are out to destroy you. And that's why I'm a big supporter of the wall. It's really a fence in most places, but a security fence. Just as I support, heck, I support a security fence between us and Mexico. Not because I'm anti-Mexican, but it keeps illegal immigrants out. It keeps terrorists out. I have no problem with people making fences. And Israel needs to do that. We forget that one of the reasons why South Korea is a free country today. Why that succeeded is because they ended up just finding an armistice line, right? They just drew an arbitrary line in the sand, drew a fence across it, and said, as awful as North Korea is, and it is awful, we at least have this part that's free in South Korea. But elections can be dangerous. Just because Hamas was freely and fairly elected doesn't mean Israel should negotiate with it. We have to remember the Germans voted for Hitler in 1933. Some 40% voted for the Nazi Party, the Catholic Party, the Zentrum gave the Nazis a majority, and Hitler took power. And why did they vote for Hitler? Because, you know, Germans were suffering. They had high inflation, just as Palestinians are suffering. And Hitler made the trains run on time, just as Hamas provides for a lot of the social programs, and they're not corrupt like the Palestinian Authority, the old PLO, Yasser Arafat's organization. But that doesn't mean that you negotiate with them. So I just want to say, talking about this issue, I think it's clear that Israel has a right to make a fence there. People don't realize that the West Bank in Israel, about half of it is empty. Gaza is extremely crowded. Gaza is a pit. I mean, people that live there live in awful circumstances. But the West Bank of Israel, of the Jordan River, about half of it's empty. And it seems to me that Israel's right to leave the Palestinian areas, but the part that's empty, they need to save it as a bargaining chip. They need to wait until Hamas is ready to come to the table. So you see, there are lots of things to talk about. And what surprises me, I guess, is that this administration manages to get so many of them wrong. I guess on Israel, they're doing the right thing. But whether it's eavesdropping, whether it's torture, this is an administration that doesn't seem to understand that it's not American might, it's not American power that has made us so powerful over the ages. It's not the fact that we have nuclear weapons, folks. It's not our standing army. It has always been American ideals. It's always been our ideas of democracy, of freedoms, of innocent until proven guilty, of you can't hold someone permanently without giving them a trial. It's these ideals that has made America powerful. And that's why the Bush administration has taken us from the strongest point in American history to the weakest, from the strongest economic times to the weakest, at least since World War II. I mean, we're not in the Great Depression yet. From the strongest military times to the weakest. Because now American boys and girls don't want to join the military. Heck, we're even lowering the standards to a third grade education. They don't want to join the military because they don't believe in the ideals for which we're fighting. And so when real enemies come up, whether it be Iran or North Korea, we're not ready to fight. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
Is the burden of large credit card debt getting too heavy for you to carry alone? Call Debt Relief of America. They are expert debt negotiators that go to work for you to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt.
Within 3 months, I was debt-free and the collection hassle stopped.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
My wife and I both feel Debt Relief of America is a godsend.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation.
you will get a step-by-step plan on how Debt Relief of America can help you wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. I want to give you an inside scoop on some of the things that are going on in Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib in our prisons across the world. What it is we're finding out that most of the people that are there are innocent. After the administration spent so much effort arguing that we need to hold people without trial, we need to hold them indefinitely, that these are vicious terrorists, that we can't afford to give them constitutional rights. Constitution, you know, sometimes you just got to abandon the Constitution. Hey, you know, the president made an oath to uphold the Constitution, but it's more important to punish these people than to apply the Constitution. Well, we're finding out very quietly. This is why it's an inside scoop. Very quietly, they're sending people home. They're taking people out of Guantanamo Bay and sending them home. Now, I'm of two minds about this. I mean, part of it's good, right? I mean, I'm glad that years after people have been in Guantanamo Bay, they are taking innocent people and they're sending them home. I'm glad to hear that. Why is this happening? Well, it's happening because the United States Supreme Court said, contrary to the Bush administration, you have a right to a hearing. You have the right to that old legal principle, habeas corpus. You have a right to know why you're being kept in prison. And when we had no evidence that anyone's guilty, after arguing that we don't need to provide evidence, well, when we couldn't provide evidence, we're finally letting these people go. But in some cases, we're taking them from the frying pan to the fire. Let me give you a specific case of Al-Qadasi. This is a guy from Yemen. He's about 25 years old. He was arrested in 2001 by the Iranians, not particularly friends of the United States, by the Iranians, who sold him to the Northern Alliance, to our allies in Afghanistan. And our allies in Afghanistan turned him over to us, and we've kept him in Guantanamo Bay for 2.5 years with no evidence that he did anything wrong. Finally, when he was shown that even there was no evidence, we drugged him, and he went to sleep in Guantanamo Bay, and he woke up in a Yemeni prison where he's being beaten now. And what's interesting is that even though we're trying to get rid of these people that we have wrongfully taken and kept for so many years without trial in Guantanamo Bay, it's hard to find countries willing to take them. One of those countries not willing to take them, Afghanistan. Why? Because the Afghani constitution has a provision in it that says you can't hold prisoners indefinitely without trial. Isn't that interesting? You know, I believe, as a constitutional lawyer, that our constitution says you can't hold anyone indefinitely without trial. But, of course, George Bush, never too much of a scholar, doesn't think our Constitution says that. So, you know, he wants to insist that people be held indefinitely without trial. Afghanistan saying no. Afghanistan, to their credit, is being more democratic than we are. More caring about human rights than we are. And so now, when we're not torturing people, we're sending them to foreign countries to be tortured. That's part of what we do, right? There's even a name for it. There's even a specific policy where we extradite people to foreign countries to be tortured. But it's not just that. We're also killing them. As I reported on the Inside Scoop a year ago, a very good source in the Bush administration has told me, we have killed some 2,000 people or at least 2,000 people have died, let's make it clear, have died under our care due to non-natural causes. These are prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Not in the heat of battle, but we've captured them, we've put them in our prison. Either we've tortured them so much that they've died, or they've been exposed so much to the elements, massive cold, massive heat, that they've died. And here's the real scandal. The murderers are not being punished. Now, torture is against the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. It's also against the treaties that we signed at The Hague. These people should be punished for murder. You may have seen the very famous picture at the Abu Ghraib prison, right? Remember, there's this Corporal Charles Craner, is his name, and he's given the thumbs up, right? He's smiling, and over him is a dead body. He's standing over a dead body of an Iraqi detainee. It was a detainee, in fact, who died of asphyxiation, right? I mean, he was strangled to death. He he was, you know, a pillow was put over his head. He couldn't breathe. Our CIA, you know, punched him and kicked him and handcuffed his arms behind his back and shackled him to a window 5 feet above the floor. I'd like to hang there for a while. And what happened? Charles Grainer, a guy who didn't harm him, but took a nasty picture, right? He's standing over a corpse with his thumbs up and smiling. He's punished. He's punished even though he didn't harm the victim because, well, he was callous enough and stupid enough to be in a picture with the guy. But what about the people that murdered the guy? What about the CIA interrogators that tortured the guy? What about whoever asphyxiated the guy? They have not been punished. Not in the least. I'm not talking no death penalty. I'm not talking no life imprisonment. I'm talking about no trial, no investigation, nothing. And this is going on throughout our prisons. And the Republicans are saying, don't ask. Don't ask about this. Don't talk about this. You're harming our enemies. And the question for you, the question for me is, which is better? Which harms our enemies more? To let them know what we're doing. I should say which helps our enemies more. To let them know what we're doing. To let them know of our torture. Or to not let them know. Which is better for American principles? To commit torture in secret? To violate every principle of American ideals in secret? And not let anybody know? Or to let people know what we're doing, even though our enemies learn that we're no better than they are, that we're just like Saddam Hussein, that we torture just like he does. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. The administration has taken a view on this. Their belief is that when we have people that are telling the newspapers the illegalities of the Bush administration, they need to be punished. The illegal actions shouldn't be punished. Eavesdropping on American citizens beyond the Constitution isn't punished. Murder isn't punished. Torture isn't punished. But they're going to work hard to punish the whistleblowers. There's a new plan by the Bush administration, in fact, to make sure that not just people can't talk about classified information, they can't talk about unclassified information. They want to make sure that anyone who tells the truth is punished. Now think about it here. This is the same administration that disclosed the name of a CIA agent. This is the same administration that committed what George Bush Sr. called the most traitorous of acts, outing a CIA agent. And yet they now want to punish people for telling the truth about the illegal and awful actions we're doing. Well, let me make my position clear, if it isn't already, and I think it is. It seems to me that those whistleblowers, they are the true heroes. Those people that are standing up for their country recognize that it is American ideals that make us great. It's not the country we live in. It's not the force of arms. It's not our nuclear power. It's not the great men and women that serve in our military. It is our ideals. And those people, by telling the truth to the American people and disobeying their president are serving a larger goal. They're serving America. 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Can't walk.
I can walk, but not very far.
I can't even stand anymore.
And it gave me no freedom.
If you or a loved one suffer from limited mobility, we have incredible news. Now you may qualify for your very own new Invacare power chair or scooter at little or no cost to you. Call Mobility Products Unlimited right now to begin your free pre-qualification process. Invacare's powered mobility products are comfortable, stylish, easy to maneuver, and go anywhere.
And yes, you can get back out there too with Invacare.
So pick up the phone and call Mobility Products right now, risk-free. Their friendly specialists handle all the paperwork and make it fast and easy to begin the pre-qualification process for your very own Invacare power chair or scooter. You could get yours within just days. There's no pressure, no obligation, no cost for the call. And your satisfaction is guaranteed.
So if you're stuck at home, call 1-800-594-5356 right now. Friendly mobility specialists are standing by.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Just a few minutes left. The lines are still open, and you can take one more call if you want to call. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. You can also comment on the blog. I know a lot of you would rather write than call in. Just go to www.radioinsidescoop.com and click on today's date, and you can comment as you will. And a lot of you already have. There's someone who calls himself God Bless America, or she, I don't know who the real person is, but talking about the Iraq Civil War writes, yes, it's called Keep the Damage to a Minimum. Do you want to keep camping out in the Valley of Death at the orders of a man-boy who's been wrong about most everything he's tried, and his co-president who speaks with forked tongue out the side of his mouth and shoots friends he thinks are penned quail? Real people have died and are dying for the mistakes of these idiots. Are you sure one of those people ain't going to be you? And then there is, let's see who wrote this, Robert, who writes that even William F. Buckley seems to agree with me now, a prominent conservative. And by the way, I have to tell you, William F. Buckley is one of those conservatives I've always respected. I certainly disagree with him many times, but he's a thinker. He's not a dittohead. And Buckley has written, the president must accept reality. Our objectives have failed. As I said, even Joe Biden now seems to be accepting the reality. This is a man who firmly believes in promoting democracy abroad, as I do, if it can be done. Someone who supported, as I did, the war in Kosovo because it was protecting against genocide. Someone who supports, as I do, sending troops right now to Sudan to stop the ongoing genocide. When you commit genocide, Joe Biden says, and I agree, you forfeit your sovereignty as a nation. That is the most justified reason to fight a war. But even Joe Biden is coming to realize Saddam Hussein, he was no genocidal maniac. He was a nasty dictator who actually kept his country from falling apart into civil war. And now that he's gone, we're in civil war, and we gotta pull our American troops out. Robert writes that Randall Duke Cunningham is sentenced to 8 years for his crime. It had to be really tough on the judge with all the whining and tears that Duke displayed in the courtroom. So is the Duke going to be sentenced to 8 years hard labor at Oahu Club federal pen with an ocean beach view? Well, I hope not, Robert. The thing about Duke that I find so interesting is all the Republicans that claim that, well, he was something different from the others. I mean, we had a Senator Fred Thompson also at this radio convention. It's interesting, of course, that Fred Thompson, who said virtually nothing, he's a nice guy, he's a decent actor, but he said virtually nothing of importance. He got a standing ovation from the right-wing conservative talk show host crowd. Joe Biden, who gave us a lot of good ideas, didn't. But one thing Fred Thompson said is that he thought that Duke was an aberration. He thought that Jack Abramoff was an aberration. Come on. Anyone who's been in the Senate 1 year, much less 6 or 12, knows Jack Abramoff is no violation, no aberration. Duke Cunningham is no aberration. The only difference is that Duke Cunningham was stupid enough to get caught. Duke Cunningham was stupid enough to put a bribery schedule right there on his letterhead. Now, most people don't do that. But you've got at least 20 members of Congress who have clearly taken bribes. You have Tom DeLay, the leader of the Republicans, offering bribes on the House floor with the Medicare.